Thought Bubble Audio.
Look, up in the sky!
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
Welcome to Beer with Geeks with Tim and Frank.
Who are you?
I'm Batman.
I am Iron Man.
Your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
Hi, Christopher. I'm Nero.
My name is Inigo Montoya.
You're a wizard, Harry.
A couple of guys with a couple of beers and a whole lot of pop culture nostalgia.
Make it so, number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles.
Name the dog in the ant.
Life finds a way.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Now sit back and crack open a cold one. Because it's time for Beer with Geeks.
It comes in pints?
Shaken, not stirred.
Great Scott!
I was way off. I knew it started with an S, though.
Hi, and welcome to Beer with Geeks. We're two geeks geek out with beer. I'm Tim, and with me, as always, is my magic-denying friend, Frank. How are you today?
Magic-denying. I don't believe in it.
No.
It's not real.
There's no such thing as magic.
Magic is for magicians.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well done. Yes.
All
but
right.
Can't you go to a magic show and appreciate the magic?
Oh, yeah. I love that kind of magic.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Well,
the wizards,
what's the magic that's happening in your mouth right now with that
the
beer?
The magic that's happening in my mouth.
You do believe in magic. Because you said
in a young girl's heart, how the music can free her. Anyway, it's Uinta Brewing Company, I think. Their Yard Sale Winter Lager.
Mm. I really like the label. And
yeah, it's a nice vintage looking bottle with
it's like very vintage 50s, looking label. It's got like a 50s teal.
Yeah. That's right. Very very 50s sensibility to the whole look of it. And I like the little compass bottle, little compass ring going around the whole bottle. In fact, it even says six 12 ounce compass bottles. Yeah, they're very nice. They're very nice, and it's a delicious winter lager that's actually very very. Kind of light and crisp and very drinkable.
Yeah, it's very light for a lager.
Yeah.
That's what I thought, too. I thought it was just me, but...
I thought it would be darker and heavier.
Yeah, but I like it.
Yeah, I like it a lot. I'm really enjoying it, so...
Yeah.
Shredded by Uinta Brewing Company, Salt Lake City, Utah. So, Earth, Wind, and Beer. I like that. So, thank you, guys.
Cool.
Good beer. So, what other kinds of magic are there?
Well, let me think about this. There's light magic,
mm-hmm.
there's dark magic,
mm-hmm.
there's elven magic.
Mm-hmm. What?
But
what?
There's not hobbit magic because they're just small folk. there's plant magic. Mm. I feel like Gumbo from, Bubba from Forrest Gump. Just like shrimp boat, shrimp cocktail, shrimp linguine, shrimp soup, shrimp gumbo, like... That's about it.
Yeah, that's what I feel like
right now. We're out. But this is a new series.
Yes.
That we're starting off, little kickoff in 2016. This is the series Hit Me With Your Best Shot, in which we will constantly sing, Hit Me With Your Best Shot.
Oh, it's playing right now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you better believe it.
Yeah. I know. I'm sure you synced it perfectly to me going, Hit Me With Your Best Shot.
Yeah, no, you definitely didn't.
So Hit Me With Your Best Shot is this new series that we're partaking in which Frank and I, as much as we share common interests with a lot of geeky things, that we do split difference on a few
yes,
things.
Yes, we do. We do.
And so this little series is us going to be trying to get each other to give our other nerdy thing a shot.
Yeah.
Hence, Hit Me With Your Best Shot.
Right.
And so, Frank, as you may have determined from the beginning of our show, is not a big fan of fantasy, of things.
Yeah, of the swords and sorcery type.
Swords and sorcery stuff. Things, which I am a huge fan of.
Yeah.
And this is really where we split.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And it's funny because like one of the main, we've talked about this a little bit before, but one of the main things that brings us together is Star Wars. That's one of our big common interests.
Right.
And I like it more from the sci-fi angle and you like it more from the fantasy angle.
Right.
So we come together but from different angles, from different reasons for liking the same thing.
Right. Exactly.
But when it comes to like a Game of Thrones, that doesn't really do it for me.
Game of Thrones doesn't do it.
Mm-mm.
Even Harry Potter, to an extent, doesn't do it.
To some extent, I like the books, but not. I don't care enough to have like. I have to watch all the movies right now. I enjoyed the books very much, though.
And so anyway, so we're gonna start strong with maybe, well, not even maybe. What is the greatest fantasy of all time, the Bible. No, I'm just kidding. Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
My Bible. It's just as big.
Yeah.
And just as complex, yeah. And just as symbolic.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah. I knew I could weave that.
There you go. Yeah. Yeah.
So instead of, you know, a typical conversation for something like this would be, just like it because it's awesome, okay? God.
You not like it? It has everything.
What do you mean you've never seen it?
Right, right. Oh, I hate the what do you mean you've never seen it?
What do you mean you've never seen it? Yeah, there's going to be a lot of that on this. What do you mean you've never seen Firefly? What do you mean you've never seen Doctor Who? What do you mean you've never seen...
Have you really not seen Firefly?
No.
Okay.
Cool. No, I haven't.
Okay, cool.
No.
Okay.
No, that's not true. I've seen the pilot.
Okay.
Yeah. And I've seen Serenity.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I know what you're... I can tell what you're hippie with your best shot.
I'm afraid I've been thinking.
Yeah, I can tell what you're hippie with your best shot's going to be. All right. So I'm going to here to explain Lord of the Rings to you. Now, I'm a fan of the books and the movies, but I'm going to come at this from a simple story perspective.
Okay,
so
good.
You could choose
good.
Yourself whether you'd want to read the books or see the movies mm-hmm. or do both mm-hmm. or whatever. So this is where I'm going to come at this angle I'm going to take is... You love Star Wars.
I do.
Why do you love Star Wars?
I love Star Wars.
Excluding the science fiction part of it.
Excluding the science fiction part of it. Excluding just the, I like big spaceships and guns and blends to mm-hmm. laser swords. Which was like the first reason why I liked Star Wars.
Right.
Now I like it actually probably for some of the same reasons why you like it, which is like the hero's journey.
Right.
And the mythology of it and the symbolism that is present throughout.
Okay.
I'll go with that as the simple answer.
Okay. And that's a good simple answer. And I think this is where we're going to meet. Two divergent roads in a wood are going to come together. We're going to do the inverse of Robert Frost.
Okay.
Two roads have diverged in wood and they've come together at this mutual meeting spot.
Happy ending.
And Lord of the Rings is have you seen them? I don't even know if you've seen them.
I've seen Fellowship.
Okay.
And I've seen The Hobbit, the first Hobbit movie.
Oh, so you've seen the beginning of each section.
The beginning of each one.
I'm only going to do Lord of the Rings. The Hobbit, its own separate thing. People have their own views and things to say about The Hobbit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to defend The Hobbit once and say that Guillermo del Toro was supposed to direct it.
Yes.
But dropped out. And so then, Peter Jackson stepped up to direct them.
Yeah.
But they were so deep into pre-production at that point, and they were so close to the shooting date, and they couldn't push back. They had to basically make it up as they went along.
Interesting.
Yeah. Peter Jackson did an interview about it. It was really interesting. Just briefly saying, he was like, I was making up shots in the morning to shoot in the afternoon because we were so pressed for time. And that's just how it worked, which is why people were like, it's not as good. So if you watch it from that perspective, the movies are excellent. Like, what they pulled off on the fly is pretty superb. Also made millions and millions and millions of dollars. So.
Right.
But Lord of the Rings is, at its heart, a simple story.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Star Wars is a simple story.
So what's the, like, couple of sentences version of the story of Lord of the Rings?
Couple of sentences story of Lord of the Rings is that there is an evil dark lord who has come back into the land. And his essence, his evil, is in this ring that he has crafted there. That's how he's still alive.
Mm-hmm.
This ring, through a bunch of different whatever events, has ended up in the hands of a tiny little hobbit, Frodo Baggins. Frodo is just, I'm happy to, you know, my uncle had these great adventures, you know, and that's all well and fine. But, you know, I live in this insulated little place. But at his core, he's also a very selfless person. I can do good because that's what you're supposed to do in the world.
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to do good. And he is called on this mission to very simply deliver this ring to the elves. That's it. Very simple. Uh-huh. Walk from here to here. That's all you have to do. And then from there, that's when everything kind of goes awry. And so the rest of the... He does do that. I mean, you saw Fellowship, so if you remember.
Yes.
Yeah. So, but the core of the story, regardless of all the magic, the swords, the one true king, all this stuff, it's really about being a selfless person. What does it take to be a selfless person?
Okay.
What does it mean as a friend to support your friend when they're doing selfless things? Because it's not just about the hero And maybe it's not even about Frodo. It's really even about Sam.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, what about the friend behind the hero? Mm. You know, the one that is actually the support. Because you support me all the time.
Sure.
Don't you?
I'm
yeah,
so
you know, all my quests. You support me on all my quests.
So many quests. You got a lot of quests. Why are they always quests? Like, it's like, okay, you're going to get beer. It's not a quest.
It's a quest. You don't know what you may encounter on the way. It is my God-given something.
Beer quest?
Yeah, beer quest. Anyway, I'm just thinking. So
I feel a screenplay coming on.
Yeah, right. I think I feel a song coming on. Yeah.
You got a friend in me.
Yeah. But that, again, you've got a friend in me. That is, again, like, the core. You love Toy Story. You love Star Wars.
Sure.
It's like these friends that support and help each other and move through.
Sure.
And so that's the core of the story. But it's also about good versus evil. And that's also mm-hmm. really why we love Star Wars, is it not? You know,
sure.
What is
sure.
good? What is evil? Here are these some morally ambiguous characters that we all know and love, and where they're going and what they're doing. But it's, if you ignore the swords, if you ignore the magic, which really isn't a big part of Lord of the Rings, it's there and there are monsters, sure. But if you like, so there are monsters or demons or whatever.
Yep.
But how is that any different than from there being aliens? There really mm-hmm. isn't mm-hmm, mm-hmm. a difference. They're creatures that are not human.
Mm-hmm.
Go, you know, and yep. you're done. That's it. So the only thing that really separates science fiction and fantasy is sometimes it's not even building materials, because we said that Star Wars is more of a fantasy than sci-fi in mm-hmm. that mythic way. And it's,
yep.
the mythology, I think, that really... classic mythology, like Arthurian,
yes,
you know,
yes,
heroes,
yes. Uh-huh,
mythology
uh-huh.
that bring it forward. And that there are always characters that you could attribute and like and find, regardless if you like axes or
yeah.
knives or bows or anything like that.
Yeah.
So that's all it is. It's about, and fantasy, like sci-fi, it's about here are these huge, beautiful places,
right.
things that we don't get to see, things that we don't understand or have or anything like that. But it's like it's a parallel. It's a nice analogy for other things, like looking at a city that looks like a Gothic cathedral,
mm-hmm.
but the whole city is a Gothic
yeah,
cathedral.
Yeah.
You could see something like that in Star Trek. No question.
Yep. That's
you know,
true.
You know, the Romulans, their whole society is Rome,
mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
basically it's the same. It all equates back into the same
sure, sure.
formula at its core. But if you like stories about heroism mm. and about being a good person, which I know you do because you're a good person, that's...
Yeah, okay, that's what you think.
All right, well,
you
if you're not,
the
then,
I got
then
back.
You don't tell me now, because I'm coming at this the whole way. You know, if you're a bad person, you'll be like, so there's this really awesome Dark Lord who's just like, the only thing he wants is his land, and, you know, because you can't get any more. You don't make any more land. You know,
it's the one thing they're not making any more of.
Yeah, right. And so I'm coming at it the wrong way. and so that's basically, that is very, in a nutshell, you know, why... Now, Lord of the Rings is responsible for basically almost every modern fantasy story.
Yeah.
At what it is, because it's such a rich mythology. There's so much
right,
there.
Right.
That you don't even need to know about. It just feels lived in. Like Star Wars feels lived in.
Yeah.
Yeah. It feels like you're plopped into an episode.
Right. It's immediate rest. You feel like everything has been in motion.
Right.
Already.
Right.
And you're witnessing it, but it's been going on already.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So here's what typically trips me up when it comes to the swords and sorcery type stuff.
Sure.
Whether it's Lord of the Rings, whether it's Game of Thrones, whatever it is, I get really bored.
Okay. That's interesting. Why?
I get really bored with I think what it comes down to, and this might be superficial, and it might be just a matter of personal taste and opinion, but...
You hate cloaks, don't you?
Kind of. I mean, no, but like, you're not totally wrong. I don't love things that are just like, everything is very old and like, oh, everything is like castles and little hobbit holes. And like, it's the, if it was an actual period piece, right, about like King Arthur.
Yeah.
Or like Robin Hood, like, That I love, but I guess that's more of like an adventure movie, right?
Right.
Where, which Lord of the Rings, not to say there's no adventure there, but that's not fantasy. That's like, well, it's fantasy because it is. It's a legend. It's not a true
Merlin.
Story.
But yeah. You can't be like, oh, but King Arthur, it's got Merlin.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then I guess so seeing those things, those like old, mm-hmm. really old fashioned things, make me feel like, okay, I might not enjoy this as much as I enjoy other things. The difference I feel between like Robin Hood
mm-hmm.
and Lord of the Rings mm-hmm. is that Robin Hood has, in my opinion, it's less of the like, and then a dragon came, and then there were giant spiders, and then there were like it's not like, you know, the
because it's set in the real world.
It's more grounded in the real world than Lord of the Rings would be.
Because there's still Merlin and there's still
magic, there's still wizard
creatures and all that stuff.
There still are swords and sorcery technically.
Yeah.
It's less of the completely fantastical elements. I find it hard to wrap my head around.
I guess for something like King Arthur, not Robin Hood, because Robin Hood doesn't have anything like that.
But King Arthur.
But something like King Arthur, sure. It also maybe depends on the version of King Arthur that you're watching.
That's true.
Which, you don't see different takes on Lord of the Rings, you know what I mean?
That's right. There's one Lord, yes.
Yeah,
right.
I think that's maybe even when you come together as like a superhero fan, like there are different versions of the same character that you can like. Maybe you don't like Superman that goes out in space, but you like the Superman that deals with real, you know, government issues, or you don't like Batman with the Justice League, but you like it when he's dealing with street crime or whatever. There's a whole slew. You don't get that this is a smaller genre that way. Like science fiction is almost a smaller, like you have to step into these.
Yeah, well, it's more that this is a franchise, right? And that it's only been done once.
We're speaking a little bit broadly.
Yeah, for Lord of the Rings, you're talking about there's one franchise like Star Wars. It's been done once. Like, yes, there's offshoot stories maybe that are not, you know, canonical, but there is one main track, 7 movies mm-hmm. for Star Wars, you know, and 3-4 books for the Lord of the Rings, you know, saga. I think with The Hobbit.
You could also include Silmarillion and the Unfinished Tales.
Sure, you're right.
Yeah, there's a. If you're talking about the Middle Earth.
The main
saga,
through line, though, is those 4 books, right? It's the Bagginses.
If you're looking at the through line of maybe the One Ring like that, you could say it's The Hobbit through Lord of the Rings.
Yes.
Yeah, but even like bits of the Silmarillion and whatever else. So it's like it is a big grand epic scope mm-hmm. that
yes,
way.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
But I'm saying there is one franchise, right?
Yeah,
there's
you're right.
No
yeah.
There's no like. And then someone else took it and like Bilbo in this version was actually really tall and
the hair
from his toes was actually on his knuckles and
right,
you know
yeah, exactly. I mean you have like the rotoscoped cartoons and stuff like that.
Right,
and,
but there's no like reboot.
No, exactly. Yeah. That's my point. There are a lot of different versions of King Arthur that you can come and look at.
Right. You could be looking at the Sword in the Stone or you could be looking at, you know, any other number of...
Right, Excalibur or Merlin or the one with Clive Owen or whatever, all that stuff. But, yeah, you're right. This is just this. Mm-hmm. But you say you get bored. Is it just because...
I feel like nothing happens for long stretches of time. There's a lot of talking and not a lot of happening for long, long stretches of time.
Okay, well... there are a couple ways to look at that. Okay. One, by saying that, you're saying that all... That dialogue is inconsequential. That character.
No.
But I understand.
Okay.
I understand you like what you mean. Like they're 3-hour movies apiece.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of time.
Yes.
To to get something to happen.
Mm-hmm.
I understand what you mean exactly by that. I totally get it. But there's nothing repeats itself. And that's the important part. Every scene has a purpose that builds character, builds story, builds world, whatever. It's not like, oh, we're in this place and something bad, like we got chased out and now we're in this other place where we got chased out and now we're in this other place where we got chased out. It doesn't loop itself. It always bucks forward. It just moves forward at, I guess, a slower pace because you're seeing the beginning of the saga.
Yeah.
It doesn't work like Star Wars the same way where they're self-contained yet in a greater scope.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Lord of the Rings is really, even though it's Fellowship, Two Towers, and Return of the King, Tolkien wanted to publish it as one book, and the publisher was like, no one's going to buy your 1,000-plus page opus. Mm-hmm. You have to split it into three books. And they were all written, so they were released less than a year each out of ahead of time. Like, it was like 54 to 55. All of them came out.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That was it. Here you go. And so, and I think so. I think it does, particularly Fellowship does, I think, watch like that, because you are seeing just a third of the whole story, mm-hmm. and you want payoff.
Mm-hmm.
You feel like, I sat through a 3-hour movie. I deserve payoff.
Yes.
But it's not going. It would be like expecting to see Luke Skywalker be a Jedi by the end of A New Hope and being like, where's my payoff?
Well, okay. But at the end of A New Hope, I get to see him get awarded and he beats the Empire. And like, there's still another battle to be fought, but there's a level of payoff. Do you know what I mean? Like, there is more story to tell, but this chapter has been tied off.
Yes. But what's your payoff for Empire then?
Well, that one is more of a cliffhanger.
Yeah.
That one is more of a cliffhanger. But your payoff, real, I mean, it's like, can they save Han? And can they, can they save Han is really the main thrust there. And the Empire won this time, but can the good guys win overall?
Right. So then I think at the end of Fellowship, it is Empire Strikes Back cliffhanger.
So remind me where they ended Fellowship.
The basically after Frodo takes the ring. Spoilers for Lord of the Rings.
Yeah. For 60-year-old books.
Yeah, right. And like 15-year-old films.
Right.
Like, yeah. So after Frodo takes the ring to the elves at Rivendell, and they're all like, we should destroy it. We should do
Let's try
to destroy it. Yes. No, it's Rivendell.
I know. Yeah. That's Riverdale.
That's Riverdale. Yeah. I don't even know what it is. And I read the stupid book. Yeah.
And then Betty and Veronica were all like, I want the ring.
Yeah. No, I want it. No, I want Archie. I want Frodo. That's a weird mashup if I've ever seen one. If anyone likes fan art, please send that to us.
Oh, yes. My God. Oh,
what
man.
A fan art. I will display that proudly. So he takes the ring and he's like, well, my job is done, you know. And so they were like, actually, the only way to destroy the ring is to bring it to the volcano where it was made, where it was crafted. And so everyone's like, yeah, that's kind of far. Yeah. Like, I'd rather just die. Like, and so Frodo's like, well, I've already walked like 300 miles to get here. I might as well. I will walk 500 more. Yeah. So, that's also a mashup I want to see.
Yeah. Someone could definitely make that.
Oh, yeah. Totally. I will walk 500 miles and I will walk 500 more.
A step B.
Yeah. With my friends like Gandalf, Darren. Anyway.
Yeah.
So Frodo's like, I'll take it because I'm a selfless person.
Mm.
Y'all bunch of pricks, you know. Yeah. And so that's that hero's journey. He has crossed his threshold. He has accepted his task.
Right.
He is on his way. All that fun stuff. And the little fellow, like, people are like, I'll help. You know, you seem like a nice kid. You know, you seem like a nice little hobbit. You know, even though you're a full grown adult, you know, you seem like a nice kid. Yeah. So. So the movie ends up where Merry and Pippin, two of the other hobbits, get kidnapped by orcs, and they're off to Saruman. Christopher Lee, they're off to Saruman. And then Frodo has decided that because Boromir has died and he tried to take the ring and he was consumed by sin, basically. That's basically it. Because Tolkien was a Catholic, there's just a lot of what was naturally about Tolkien's life in these stories.
Okay.
He is consumed by this greed, this lust for the ring and what it could do, ultimate power, blah, blah, blah. And he dies. And Frodo's like, you know, is like, yo, you know, I don't need other people dying or, you know, around me or just, I can do it on my own. It's fine. And his friend, Sam, is like, but Mr. Frodo, I'm going to come with you because I'm the greatest friend in the entire world and you can't do this without me. And so they go off on their own, and then Aragorn, Gimli, and Legolas are like, well, it's either let Merry and Pippin die or hope that Frodo and Sam do this or try to come back with Frodo and Sam and then leave Merry and Pippin to die. So they decide to split off and go after Merry and Pippin so they don't mm-hmm. die needlessly. Mm-hmm. And that's where Fellowship ends, where they're Frodo and Sam make it to like the boundary of Mordor, okay. where the shadows lie, and then the Fellowship splits and goes off in different directions. So, and then as the story progresses, it's about Aragorn accepting his place like Arthur. It's like, as you know, the king, the reluctant hero, all so on and so forth.
I think I just identified another thing that I don't love about.
Go ahead.
So many characters that I find it really hard to keep straight. Because then Boromir, and then Aragorn, and then Legolas, well, and then Gimli,
when was the last time that you watched this?
Oh, a long time ago.
Yeah, so...
But I did see The Hobbit, you know, when it came out in theaters. That was like 3-4 years ago.
None of those characters are in The Hobbit, though.
That's fine. That's not the point. The point is that there are so many characters in every...
But could that be said for a lot of things?
But I mean, like, it's 10 they have, times more than...
Is it because they have weird names?
No, it's not because... I mean, Han Solo is not a normal name. Like, that's not what
Han
it's about.
Yeah, but Han is a name that we have on... You know what I mean?
You know a guy named Han? I don't know anyone named Han. My point... Luke, I know, but you know what I mean? Like,
Hans Gruber, I know him. Well, I don't know him because anyway, he's a fictional character from a movie.
Right.
But,
no, but I mean, it's not about the names. It's not about the names. But it is about... the number of them and the like in Star Trek, right? There's diversity of like all these different creatures and aliens and everything.
Yeah,
but most of them don't matter. Like,
what's
they
rude?
No, no, no. Most of them are disposable. Like,
yeah, you
like,
know, you're right.
One episode, there is this villain, and you don't remember his name. You don't need to remember his name because he doesn't matter after this episode, right?
Right.
But that's also, even in the films.
But that's I was gonna say that's television. Yeah.
Even in the films, there are a limited number of characters in every film because, like, you can focus on like the main characters from the Enterprise, and then like Khan.
Right. But not everybody that I just said to you mm-hmm. has an arc.
Okay.
Like, you know what I mean? So, you can't, like, well, you, I have, like, okay. I could give two flying whatevers about Chekhov. Who cares?
Right. Okay.
Well,
yes.
Victor.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know
Victor,
what I mean?
Victor, yeah.
Like, it's just, he's just the Russian kid. It doesn't really matter.
He's just the Russian kid. It doesn't really matter.
But you, you know what I mean? Yes. Yeah. So, like, you really care about Spock, Kirk, Uhura, Bones.
Yep.
That's it.
Right.
You know, so when you get Frodo, Sam, Aragorn, that's it. You got three characters.
But it seems to me that all, like, so many of these other characters matter more in Lord of the Rings than a lot of the ancillary characters matter
really
in Star
Trek. They really don't.
All right.
Like, I mean, people have their favorites, certainly.
Sure.
Like, Chewbacca doesn't have an arc.
Right.
We love him.
Yeah, okay.
But
okay.
he's
okay.
like, okay. You know what I mean? He's like, technically not.
So, okay.
You
okay.
know.
So, like, Legolas is like the Boba Fett, like, oh, he's cool and he shoots stuff.
Yeah, except Boba Fett doesn't shoot anything.
And sure he does, just bad
misses. Yeah. Yeah, at least Legolas is in The Hobbit. Yeah, I said none of them are in
oh,
The
you're
Hobbit,
right, yeah,
but
right.
Legolas is in The Hobbit.
Right.
But you only watched the first one, so right. you would have missed
and Gandalf,
that.
But you know, whatever.
And but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We didn't mention him, so that's why.
Because we're terrible.
Yeah, that's right, because he's the best.
Mm-hmm.
Were you singing that
yes,
in my
I
house
was.
The other
I
day?
Was,
yeah. Okay, I couldn't remember. It was you.
I like that song.
I do too. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I think when you're bringing to like it almost like when you play a video. It's like when you play like Grand Theft Auto
okay.
or even like one of the Arkham games or whatever. And there's yep. like you are. It is claustrophobia by. Sheer amount or choice. It's like, who am I supposed to follow? Who am I supposed to love?
Yeah.
What mission am I supposed to go on?
Okay.
But I think Fellowship, if you go back and look at it, it is very, it is point to point to point.
Okay.
It starts with, here's your tiny backstory, like a Star Wars scroll,
yep.
but with images this time.
Okay.
And then you are introduced to, like, when after that, you are literally introduced to your main character. Here's Frodo. He's rarely not on screen. He is your guy. And then by the time you get to a sequel, which you haven't seen, so yeah, so it's hard to judge in some way. You have maybe attached yourself to these people enough that you can watch two divergent storylines, which I know you're certainly capable of because you know,
capable, yes.
Yeah, because you know, you watch Luke and Yoda do their thing.
Yes,
on
absolutely.
And you
yes.
watch Han and Leia and Chewie and C-3PO and R2. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Leia, C-3PO, R2, Han, Chewie. It's five people.
But it's only five people.
Plus
it's not
Luke,
25 people.
Yeah, plus Luke, plus Yoda, plus Darth Vader, plus this, plus that. There, all of a sudden, there's a lot of everything. It's not 25. The Fellowship is nine people, and you're really only... There are only two storylines where characters have full arcs.
Okay. I think what I'm getting at is, for me, because when I turn on something that is fantasy, I know, fantasy is not a fair thing, really, because I like fantasy when it's done in certain ways, but it's really, generally speaking, it's swords and sorcery stuff that I don't tend to care for.
Because you said, like, you read the Harry Potter books, and that's flat out fantasy.
That's absolute fantasy. But I enjoyed those books very much. Maybe because those are grounded more in reality, and it was...
Grounded more.
I said more, entirely grounded in reality.
What is, like,
well, because it happens in the 1990s, a time that I can remember. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, okay.
Relatable.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So
flying in a car. The car's flying, but at least I know it's a car.
Well, yeah, okay, yeah. But
no, I get that. It's a totally different... I'm not making fun of that.
It's different.
Like it is a different thing.
Whereas when we're, like, in a completely fake place that's supposed to be, I guess, a long time ago. I don't even know.
I think you're thinking too cerebrally about it.
Maybe I am.
Yeah,
maybe that is the problem.
Yeah, like, you're like, what place is this supposed to be? And like, it's
maybe.
Like, it's just
Middle Earth. Right.
It's
but
like,
but where is Middle Earth? And what?
It's England. That's all.
Right.
It's just England.
Right.
Yeah.
I,
Tolkien created Lord of the Rings because England didn't have a mythology.
Okay.
Because it stole King Arthur.
Right.
And so, yeah.
Very true.
Yeah. So he was like, so we should have our own. So Middle Earth is just England.
Okay.
If you look at a map of Middle Earth, it's literally England.
Okay.
Yeah. That's
okay.
All it is.
So, but what I was getting at was, I think that I'm coming from a place of, okay, impress me. In a way, which might not be fair. I'm entirely willing to admit that it's not fair.
That's not fair.
Yeah, no, it's not. It's not. But because that is,
but
like,
that's the way we come to all things that we don't really like.
Right.
Like, you're gonna try to explain, like,
Doctor Who
or Firefly to me, and my immediate reaction is, impress me.
Right.
Yeah.
So
but
like,
if you're so great, you know, impress me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Everybody loves this thing. Let's say better impress me.
Yeah.
And I just don't. And like, that's. I think it's just not for me, and because I'm like, impress me, I'm probably the movie is starting at a disadvantage.
Yeah,
right?
I absolutely agree.
I acknowledge that, and I acknowledge that it's not fair, and it's not even rational, maybe. But that is the way I come into it realistically. So when faults that wouldn't bother me in something else, not faults, but things that wouldn't bother me, like long stretches of dialogue with no action or lots of characters, I do maintain there are more characters, like, in Lord of the Rings than anything else.
I've ever ancillary characters, for sure.
Maybe.
But
so,
there are tons of those in every
in
story?
Lots of things. Okay, but like I'm saying, maybe I'm not being fair, but it bothers me more when I'm starting from a place of, this is not my usual thing, so it needs to do more to draw me in.
Right.
So, I'm willing to admit that a lot of that's probably on me, but it is just how I...
Yeah,
how I come to it. That's where I'm coming from, and those are not typically the stories that I tend to enjoy the most.
Right.
And when I do, it's a rare thing, and I really enjoy them when I do.
Right. Well, I think there are a couple ways to go about doing that. I think everybody could do this for trying something new.
Mm-hmm.
Is to what I was trying to explain. Like, come at it not from a one, like you said, like, impress me.
Yeah.
That always helps.
Be more open minded.
But I think it's knowing this, it's going to deliver something that you like.
Mm-hmm.
So that is the thing that you are going to focus on
in
that movie. Instead of trying to, like, the way I watched episode 7, where you're like, I need to see all the things on the screen the whole time.
Yeah.
And I need to absorb everything. You don't do that. That's why you get to rewatch it whenever you want.
Mm-hmm.
You just you look at this character that you're like, you're the main character, or like, I enjoy the hero's journey. I enjoy stories with the hero's journey. So I'm going to just watch you go on this journey. And like, if I forget somebody else's name, if I forget what their story is, it doesn't matter because it'll tell me, it'll fill me in later. Who cares? This is what I'm, this is the small subsect section that I'm going to watch.
Okay. Okay. I think so. So having heard you just tell me like the main story and like the Frodo hero's journey aspect of it, I'm more interested now.
Yeah.
So I would say that you did hit me with your best shot.
Yay.
Now the question is, when the hell am I going to have 3 hours to watch just one of these six movies? you know what I mean? So that then becomes the other thing, but that's a separate issue. I'm more interested. The point is, you have intrigued me with your explanation.
Yeah.
So I would call this a success.
Yay.
So
you'll give it a shot.
I will give it my best shot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To answer that final question, I could come, instead of that night where you're like, oh, you just watched Superman Returns recently.
Yeah.
Maybe you don't watch Superman. I mean, maybe you don't rewatch something. You watch something new.
Sure.
Most movies are 2 hours plus now.
Mm-hmm.
3 hours isn't that much. And 10 minutes of it is credits anyway. So
yeah, I guess it's probably true.
And
yeah.
Now, I'm not saying watch all six. I didn't say watch The Hobbit.
Right, okay.
I said watch Lord of the Rings.
Okay.
So that's only three.
It's only 9 hours.
It's only 9 hours. And I didn't say watch the extended edition.
No, that's not
happening. 12 hours.
That is not happening.
That's not a good way to bring somebody in. No. Yeah. Watch this extra featured one. Yeah, no.
I don't need an extra hour.
Yeah, actually, Fellowship is not 3 hours.
Okay.
It's shorter than that.
Oh, good.
And so it's two and something.
Okay.
And so,
that I can do.
Yeah.
Two is something I can do. It's once we hit three that I'm starting to be like, all right, listen, let's wrap this up. I got
to. But who else says that you have to sit down and watch the movie all in one sitting?
I enjoy movies more than that. Of course.
This is the way they're meant to be seen. Yeah. But like, you know, it took me 5 days to watch Steve Jobs. You know what I mean? Like,
that would be very disorienting for me.
It was a great movie.
It was a very good movie.
I loved it.
Yeah.
But I only had 20 minutes at a time. I have 20 minutes each day, so I'm going to allot you 20 minutes. So, yeah. You come at it different ways.
I think I have a hard time doing that, like piecing it together and evaluating it as a whole. When I watched it in more than like two sittings,
yeah,
I have a really hard time. I'm not good at being able to say like,
yeah,
you know, but, oh, it like the pacing or whatever, because I don't have a measure for that because I watched it in separate.
But I think I think maybe you would have to put time aside. Now it's like, we don't have a calendar out here that we're like, okay, well, you have to watch it by this date.
Right.
You know,
but you have piqued my interest.
Yeah.
And so the next time that I am looking, that I have a good stretch of time, I have like a night to watch something.
Yeah.
That will be something on the list.
Cool.
So, success.
We're going to wrap this up because time and stuff.
Yeah.
But I just said, I didn't talk about the technical achievements of the film at all.
Oh, that I have. I mean, that I'm well aware of and I have a lot of respect for.
And from any film, I think that's something that you could also latch on to. Look at that production design. How gorgeous. That even if you're like, I don't want to live in that house. Maybe I don't either. I don't want to live in that castle. But you can at least look at it and be like, wow, that's really beautiful.
Yes, yes.
These costumes are really well thought out. This is blah, blah, blah. That, I think, always goes a long way. Mm-hmm. Wow, that crane shot was really inventive.
Right, you know, right.
Something like that. That always goes a long way to making a film feel a little bit more whatever. The hard part with that is that that requires a sit down and watch, not a sit down and watch and also be on my phone or doing this.
Right.
That's the hard part about that. You know, sitting down and attributing. Because, I mean, when you come at it with the impress me, but then we sit down. That's how I watch Doctor Who. Like, impress me, sit down, and I'm like scrolling through the internet.
Yes, yeah.
You know, like, whatever. I'm like, yeah, really impressive. And I'm like, but I'm not watching it.
But I'm not really watching it.
I'm not watching it. So,
whew. Wow. Well, you made a good case for it, so
thanks.
Well done.
Thanks. Well, the Chinese menu said I'd be a good lawyer, so.
Yeah. That's, yep.
Because I'm a rabbit.
Yeah. Anyway, you can find us on the internet at Beer With Geeks, beerwithgeeks@gmail.com, on iTunes, on Satchel Player, on the Overcast app. So leave us reviews, recommend us on Overcast, listen to us on Satchel. Find us at SupergirlTVTalk.com. It's our other podcast where we talk about CBS's Supergirl, the series that's sweeping the nation. Also, LegendsTVTalk.com, where we and a bunch of our friends sit down kind of a rotating panel style. It's kind of like the Meet the Press.
That's a good way of describing it. Yeah.
Yeah. Of Legends TV talk. We talk about Legends of Tomorrow on the CW, and that's always a blast too. We've been lucky to be a part of that project, and we're very happy to do that with our friends. So, yeah, you can find us all over the internet, and please do. So, thank you guys very much. You can tell me how wrong I am about the Lord of the Rings saga. That's fine. At Frank Ramblings.
Or how right you are.
Or tell me if you agree.
I know other people that don't like it.
Yeah.
I mean, I might have burned them at the stake, so they no longer exist. But I'm sure there are others.
Yeah, yeah. Probably. No, and Gil and Tim wants to find them.
Yeah, no, I'm just kidding. Everyone's got their own opinion. That's certainly fine.
Tell us what you thought. I'm at Frank Ramblings. Tim is Timp_Gannon.
Indeed.
And that about does it for us today, my friend.
All right. Well, until next time.
Until next time.
Cheers.
Cheers.